Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, and maybe that notification bell too? Let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from Pina Colada Whatever, and it does come with multiple updates as well. It's titled, My 24 Female Best Friend 24 Female is Too Handsy with My Boyfriend 26 Male, and I Think It's Inappropriate. I know I should be careful calling someone best friend in a post like this, but I don't know how else to call Jessie. Our parents are great friends, so we grew up together, and she kind of had my back in high school. Long story short, on the teenager food chain, she was on the top and I should be on the bottom. But nobody messed with me because I was Jessie's friend. Jessie is one of those people who require attention. I never minded though, nobody is perfect, right? But now that I have my first real boyfriend, she doesn't know how to behave. Every time we are together, she is really handsy. Always touches his arms, running fingers through his hair, complimenting him. And now she even started with the prank spankings. On the butt, you know. I just feel really uncomfortable with it. Maybe it's normal, I mean, Jessie has a lot of guy friends, so maybe this is okay. My boyfriend never thought much of it either. Am I just overreacting? She is super pretty, so maybe I'm just jealous. Anyway, yesterday something really threw me off. Boyfriend had to do some work and I had a book thing, hobby, so we decided to meet later at a friend's house. They were getting together to drink and so on. Boyfriend finishes work early and calls me, but I don't really need him to come over to the book thing. I know he doesn't like it, so I just tell him to go to friend's house. Then I start getting texts from Jessie, or like, girl, you gotta come to this party now, your boyfriend is wasted, lol. Lol, we so drunk, you need to come and stop us. I can't behave myself if you don't get here soon, and so on. The book thing took longer than I thought and I was just getting mad and madder. But I am a very non-confrontational person, so I deal with it. I call boyfriend when it's over because I don't feel like going to this party anymore, but I was his ride. So I ask him if he needs me to come pick him up. He says sure. I get there and don't even go inside. I'm ready to release the hounds of hell on him. But he gets in my car and he is stone cold sober. I ask him if he was drinking and then show him Jessie's text. He gets super upset and says she was lying. He wasn't even hanging directly with her, but catching up with a friend who just came back to town. He says I should have texted him letting him know what she was saying so he could confront her about it, since you don't ever seem to be able to give that girl some boundaries. His words. Now I am thinking maybe I should talk to Jessie, but maybe she was just drunk and annoying me because she wanted me there. I don't know, I mean, this girl was really nice to me growing up when she could have been a bitch. I don't like how she behaves around him, but at the same time, I don't want it to look like I don't trust her. Is there a polite way of going about it, or should I maybe wait and see if this happens again? Am I overreacting? And as I said, we had multiple updates on this one, but what friend would treat another like this? You know, I got several friends with partners and wives and whatever, and there's no way I could ever imagine myself approaching, you know, them in any way like this. To me, friends just don't treat friends like this at all. And maybe you do need to set up some boundaries with her, but your boyfriend also needs to set those boundaries as well. Sure, he might be feeling uncomfortable, but he can also set those boundaries too. And random one. Do people still run their fingers through their partner's hair anymore? Just reminds me of films like Pretty Woman and stuff like that. Grease Lightning. But before we go to the update, we're going to cover a couple of comments to see what happens next, which Throw It In Away says, since you don't seem to be able to give that girl some boundaries, and then says, sounds like maybe he does mind what she does. Time to clear the air. Tell boyfriend to let her know the spanking and hair touch need to stop. You two need to be on the same page. Then go to Jesse. Jesse, you're my best friend and we have a lot of good history together. We are both growing and changing and our ideas and beliefs are changing too. I'm starting to realize that I no longer want my best friend to spank my boyfriend or run her hands through his hair or up and down his arms. It's just not me anymore. I know you respect me too much to continue doing something that I no longer am okay with, so I wanted to make sure and tell you right away. Then wait to see if she continues the behavior. If she tries to flip it to jealous, flip it back to, no, Jesse, this is about respect and about my personal beliefs of what is okay in a relationship. And Sally Goose, the way you talk about Jesse sounds like you feel like you owe her something because she wasn't mean to you when she could have been. You don't owe her anything. Tell her how you feel. And I certainly got that impression as well when I was reading it. A deleted user says you should definitely talk to her. Maybe she did want you at the party, but lying about your boyfriend is a weird way to do it. Especially implying that she wanted to be with your boyfriend. That's very inappropriate, along with her wandering hands. Susie2766 says, sounds to me like she is used to being the center of attention and she doesn't like all his attention being on you and is flirting with him to prove to herself that she's desirable. You should definitely address it with her and so should he. Maybe by half jokingly asking her to cut it out next time she gets handsy, but then escalating to a proper conversation if that doesn't work. She may be unaware or in denial, so be nice, but be firm when telling her how it makes you both feel slash how it looks to others when she behaves this way. XVS0 says you need to first sit down with boyfriend and figure out how he really feels about it. His comment about you not giving her boundaries suggests he has more issues with it than you maybe realized. Once you get on the same page, yes, you definitely need to talk to your best friend about it. Not Happy Jane says you need to react straight away when she does it. She got her hands on him. Move over there, take her hands off him and say, get your hands off my boyfriend, you idiot. If she's saying something you don't like, say don't flirt with my boyfriend, and he also needs to say don't touch me, I don't like it. If she can't listen to you and won't respect you, she's not your friend. Some girls are like that. They need to know they can get someone else's boyfriend because they need the validation. And one more from Kinky Shuri who says, a true friend will never act like Jesse. I'd say talk to her about it, about being too physical towards him and being all over him all the time, since you are his girlfriend and you have the right to talk about that with her. It sounds to me like Jesse is quite jealous of you and knows that deep down that what she's doing is hurting you, so she's definitely trying to push your buttons. I had a so-called best friend like that before. When things were good in my life, she'd never be happy for me and try to bring me down. It always has to be her on top of everything. Jesse is saying how you're in a good relationship, which is something that maybe she doesn't have, and maybe she's not used to seeing you in a better situation than she is. Either that or she's just totally oblivious. So now let's move on to the first update to see what that says. So it starts off with, yesterday I posted here about my best friend Jesse is a bit handsy with my boyfriend and it makes me feel uncomfortable. I am very thankful to all those who commented, especially the ones who encouraged me to say something and what. I don't like arguments, so those were very important to me. Thank you. Last night we were alone because she wanted me to help her choose clothes for an event. I was at her place, so I thought I should say something. I wanted to say something. I was very polite and just said that I knew she meant no harm, but I didn't feel good about it. So I asked her if she could tone it down. I should have said stop, but I guess I'm weak. She didn't really say anything mean, but her attitude was a bit off, I think. She was looking at me in a scornful kind of way, and the way she smiled once I was done talking, it just felt weird. She didn't say anything else but okay, and we just moved on to choosing her clothes, and I left after. We were supposed to go to get something to eat, but she said she was tired. I am not dumb. She was hurt. So I text a common friend, more her than mine, and without getting into details, I just told him that I talked to Jess about something that was important to me, but I was afraid she may have gotten the wrong idea from it. The common friend said, look, I don't want to get involved, but you should watch it. I asked what he meant. He said nothing, just watch it. A little while after that, he texts me back and says, "Change my mind, I do want to get involved," and sends me a bunch of prints of texts going back and forth between him and Jesse. It basically starts with him asking her if the two of us had a fight, because I was worried. He was kind with his words. I don't mind him stepping in. And then just a non-stop stream of her being horrible. She says I had a big mouth and was judging her behaviour because I'm a prude who doesn't know how to be around guys. How she taught me everything I know about having a life, and how dare I tell her what she can or cannot do, or how I should thank her for even having a boyfriend at all. Common friend actually called her out for being rude and no friend of mine. After the prince, he told me, "I'm done with her, I give up and you should watch it." He also said if it was okay if I told her I had the prince. I didn't know what to say. I mean, she is not 100% wrong, but even though I know that, it really hurts to read those. This morning I wake up and see she texts me late at night. She says she knows Pete sent me the prince and she didn't mean to be rude, but it's ridiculous that I am jealous of her because if she wanted my boyfriend, she could just have him. You want me to prove it? So I'm being silly and should drop it, is what she meant. She ends it with kisses and a joke. So I don't know if she was being playful, apologizing, threatening, or pragmatical. I didn't answer her yet. I don't know what to say. Should I even say something or should I just let it go? I wish I could talk to someone about this, but I am very private. I usually go to Jesse with these things. Help. And before we move on to the next update, you know, again, she was saying, you know, if she wanted your boyfriend, she could have him and you want me to prove it. That's no joke. And Pete, who's a closer friend with her, even says, you know, he's done with her and is defending you on this. This is a friendship that you clearly don't need in your life. But one comment before the update from To Ashley, who says you need to drop this friendship ASAP. She is a toxic person and just brings you down. Now, I know it's easier said than done, but I promise you it's for your well-being. And like others told you on the last post, you owe her nothing. You would have gotten this boyfriend and everything else good in your life on your own, with or without her. So please stop thinking she did those things for you, because you did them all yourself. To which OP replied saying, "Thank you for the pick-me-up. I am in bad need of that today." What I meant about her not being 100% wrong is that she did help me navigate my social life since I am quite shy, and she was the one who took me to the party where I met my boyfriend, so I do feel like I owe her some. But the way she put it sounded awful. So the next update starts straight away.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Way with my boyfriend is having sex with her. A friend convinced some other friends to send me prints of texts between themselves and either my boyfriend or best friend. They are pretty clear. I confronted my boyfriend. He looked lost, said he loves me and it was just sex. He says Jesse kept throwing herself at him, teasing him, and said he didn't like her but I still wanted to hang. He said he just had sex with her to see if she would move on and leave him alone, and that it only happened a couple of times. Says he won't do it anymore, he doesn't even like her, he loves me, asking me to please forgive him. From the texts, once I finally made it through them all, I think that Jesse went to the party, where me and boyfriend met, because she wanted to hook up with him. She had it bad for him, but he didn't feel the same way. She was trying to get him to break up with me, and then to get me to break up with him. It worked. As of yesterday, he is a single man. In some of those texts, they are talking about some of the hookups. I felt like throwing up. I blocked him because he was still trying to get in touch. I ghosted her, but she just sent me a message saying she just heard what happened and, you know, this was probably for the best, right? And I feel like fucking screaming. I don't know if this is an update or just me venting. Thanks for listening either way. Edit. I don't want to sound melodramatic or sappy or anything, but you all brought me to tears. We keep hearing about how it is insanity to rely on the internet for personal connections, but I just lost a boyfriend, a best friend, and a whole group of friends, and instead of feeling alone, I am more and more feeling like, fuck yeah, that was the right thing to do. I will be okay. It still hurts, but not as much as it would had I really been alone. I can't even begin to thank this sub. I really don't know what to say. Even on my previous post that didn't get as many responses, it was some of the comments there that made me approach the cheating thing knowing I had to break up and move on. So it changed my life in this moment, and considering I will be doing a lot of soul searching on toxic relationships, this probably changed my life for good. So thank you all so much for reaching out to a stranger. This community is so precious. And I got a goal, I don't even know what to say. Thank you so much. I don't mean to sound ungrateful, but I don't even know how much a goal costs, and this is an alt account, so it won't really be used. Is there any way I can return it to the sender? Some of you are asking for an update, and I might in a while, if there is something new to tell. Right now, it's just more of the same. I don't think I'll be able to answer all the comments, but I'm trying to at least answer the ones with questions. Thank you. And there was one final update which said, I said I'd come back if anything relevant happened. Ex-boyfriend kept trying to get in touch through common friends. They kept asking me to unblock him and at least hear him out, because he was really sorry. He loved me. He was a mess. He didn't mean to. Someone even went as far to ask me if I was really sure it happened. They offered to send me prints of texts where he was talking about me, so I'd see how he always had great things to say and how much he cared. But I've had it with the print screen drama for life and said no. To the ones who insisted, I told them I wasn't unblocking him, had nothing to say or hear, and if they kept pushing me, I'd block them too. I ran into ex-boyfriend at this book thing I go to often, hobby of mine. Maybe I'm being presumptuous, but I think he went there for me. He definitely went there for you. He didn't really have any business there, but I'm just speculating really. He asked if I had a few minutes for coffee. I said I was late, a lie. He walked me to my car. He looked so good, smelled great, he was so sweet, was even wearing his hair the way I like it. I feel horrible because even after everything, I still like him. He apologized some more, said he knew I needed time and space, but asked if I'd ever consider giving him another chance because he would wait for me. Said he would never talk to Jesse again and would act like they had restraining orders against each other. And I just found it really funny how everything he was saying required me trusting him, which I don't. So I told him I wasn't interested anymore and he should move on. I wish I said something snappier or wittier, but I had nothing. This was Saturday. I haven't heard from him or friends since. I think that was that. Jesse also kept trying to talk to me. Like I told some of you in the comments, I had a trip coming up. It would have been me, Jesse, ex-boyfriend and a few friends. Since Jesse couldn't afford it, my parents paid for most of her expenses. She must have remembered this right after everything went down and panicked because I had everything. Vouchers, confirmation emails, credit card info. She went crazy, even showed up at my place. I wasn't home and my roommate told her to fuck off. Exact words. I didn't block her at first because I admit I was having some fun watching her despair. I talked to my mum and she was amazing. Told me I should cancel everything even if it costed us money. It was fine. So I did. And for one last bit of print screen drama, I printed all the emails I got confirming cancellations and sent those to Jesse with the word bye before blocking her. My roommate has been amazing. We were never really close and now I don't even know why. She cancelled plans with her friends to stay with me and invited me to go out with them next weekend. A few of you suggested I see a therapist and I did. Yesterday. I really liked it. It was just one appointment and I mostly just talked, but it felt good. She gave me homework. She talked a little about unhealthy and abusive relationships and asked me to think about friendship with Jesse and tried to point out what was healthy and what was unhealthy about it. Made me realize she was never really my friend. She was taking advantage of me for years and she even had me thanking her for it. Therapist also told me about this saying. I think that's what it's called, called the narcissist prayer, which goes something like, that didn't happen, if it did, it wasn't my fault. If it was, I didn't mean it, and if I did, then you deserved it. Which is totally how Jesse is handling this whole thing now. So good riddance indeed. And a final piece of gossip. Pete talked to me yesterday. He's checking up sometimes. He's a good guy. Again, he is gay, in case someone is still thinking this might turn into a romantic comedy. He said Jesse was super sure that, since I broke things off, she and Dean would hook up right away. But apparently, he doesn't have the same plans, and that freaked her out over the weekend. Pete says he really is a mess and went out drinking hard 4 nights in a row to the point he had to be carried home by his pals. And yesterday, they all went out for lunch at this burger place. Jesse was going to run her fingers through his hair or something, and he just pushed her away and told her to stop and to never touch him again. Great. Now he manages to do that, huh? I guess in the end, he really did like me in his sick way. The thing is, I don't want to be with someone who likes me in a sick way. I want to be with someone who likes me in a healthy way. I think I deserve that. I am also thinking about taking the money I got back from the trip to go somewhere else by myself. Haven't decided though. Anyway, this will be the final update on this, since it's unlikely that I will have anything new to add. Now I think I just need time to go heal and let go, you know. I might come back in a few months if there's a reason to do a yay, life is awesome now post, but I wanted to post this update now because I wanted to end this whole story on a bright note. And of course, thank you all again. You are the best. And one thing I really enjoyed about that story, especially towards the last couple of updates there, is when OP starts really knowing their self-worth, when they went to therapy. And I found that narcissist prayer really interesting, which I'm going to repeat again because I really like that. That said, that didn't happen. If it did, it wasn't my fault. If it was, I didn't mean it. And if I did, then you deserved it. And hopefully I'm going to remember that for future stories, because we could use that quite a lot, I think. But when OP said that they ran into their ex-boyfriend, and you know, which he definitely turned up at your hobby for you, and he walked you to your car and made an effort, that smelled great, and he was so sweet to you, wearing his hair the way you like it. And I thought at one point, I thought, oh no, please don't get back together. Not after all this. Maybe he has changed. Possibly, right? But for OP and their own mental health and their own well-being, I could never see, you know, getting back with that ex would ever be a good thing. There's so many ties going on there. And at one point you said you wish you had something snappier or wittier when you was telling him, no, you've had enough kind of thing. I think what you said was absolutely perfect. I told him I wasn't interested anymore and he should move on. Just go. I'm done with you now. I'm moving on. Don't need you in my life no more. And I deserve better. Absolutely fantastic. And I hope one day OP does return with a yay, life is awesome now post. I think that'd be great to see. Although it already seems like it's moving in the right direction. But what do you guys make of this one? Have you ever had a similar friend like that in the past? One that you think you perhaps owe something because they maybe protected you or brought you into their social circle? It reminded me of one of my friends, which I may tell you about another day. But let us know your thoughts in the comments below. And just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the stories. Your love, support and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much for what you do, and hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care guys, much love. Brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today will be a good day.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.